Welcome to Your Expat Expert Podcast, where we provide expatriate services to individuals and companies moving abroad in an educational environment, with an informative voice, helping you feel confident and, more importantly, prepared. As you prepare to take this journey to study, work, volunteer, or retire abroad, subscribe to Your Expat Expert Podcast to minimize the nobody told me or I didn't know moments. Now let's begin with a smoother transition. Today on the show, we have Ms. Cha, CEO of Expat Women of Color. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.
Cha, why did you decide to teach abroad? Your first international teaching assignment was in Korea, but why did you decide to teach abroad?
Well, actually, it wasn't really a decision that I personally made. It kind of like fell upon me, I guess. I had been laid off from my wonderful marketing job and was kind of like trying to figure out my next steps. And I remember sitting, I was living in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I was sitting on the couch one day and I was like, I'm tired. I just want to see the world.
Okay.
And I had always wanted to travel. And I had traveled. I had been all through United States and Puerto Rico, but I had never been abroad. So I literally let that exhale. I went to sleep. I woke up. I had an email when I woke up and checked my email. And because I had been unemployed, I had my resume out there. Mm-hmm. And basically, a recruiter contacted me and said, hey, we saw your resume. We think you'd be a perfect fit to come teach in South Korea. Mm-hmm. And I was like, people do this? I read the thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is cute. And I deleted it because I was like,
you didn't think
I'm
it was real?
Going to know. Like, South Korea. Two days later, literally, one of my girlfriends called and she said, sit down, I'm about to go to Japan and teach English and it's going to be wonderful, I'm going to travel the world and I just need you to go with me. And I was like, wait, what? So she sent me the information and I just happened to apply. Mm-hmm. But when they contacted me back, they were like, hey, we don't have any more positions in Japan. How about you go to South Korea? So since it came twice, I just was like, let's go with it.
Okay. And how was your experience?
It was excellent. Everything that's happened was divine purpose. Everything that's happened, it flowed. I got my visa, my position. I had I chose between two positions. And I went with the one with less money because I felt like it was a safer, it was in Seoul. I boarded the plane, got there, and my experience just flowed.
Oh, nice. Okay. So why did you create Expat Women of Color? When was the moment that you created it? Was it in Korea?
It was in Korea. So I actually got to Korea in 2009. I didn't create Expat Women of Color until 2011.
Okay.
So my first year, I just really lived life, and my goal was to go to Korea, pay off debts, come back to America, and keep it pushing.
Okay.
It was just going to be an experience. But when I got there, life happened, and I started to meet people, and I kind of liked traveling, and I paid off all my debts. And the second year, I was like, you know what? Now that I'm funky free, I'm about to travel.
Right.
And I wanted to go to Thailand and Malaysia and Hong Kong. And so that's what I did. My second year, I just traveled. But in the meantime, so previously in the U.S., before I went to Korea, I used to do marketing and PR.
Okay.
And I always had little functions and stuff and came up with events. And so it naturally just happened in Korea too, where I just collectively gathered other women of color, and we would have brunches and things like that. So it became like a gathering spot, and then we would talk about our experience, And one day it just dawned on me, like, we all having this experience and we're all expats, but what if we had, like, not only this outlet, but we were connecting with other expats around the world? And so I basically developed a blog, and I asked like 10 bloggers and went on Facebook and then started putting the content out there. And then people started contacting me and said, hey, I'm in South Africa and I'm from America and I want to write. And then someone was like, I'm in Indonesia, I want to write. And so it became like the experiences of different women who were outside of the U.S. living their best life, and they wanted to talk about their experience but also ask questions of other women as they were traveling. And what we started to learn is that there were so many women that were traveling from one country to the next country, and the connectivity needed to be there. Like, So if I landed in Paris, I want to know, where should I go in Paris? Or if I need my hair done in Paris, where should I get my hair done? Mm-hmm. Because as Black women, we have different needs.
Right.
And so I wanted to develop a place or a community of people where we can connect, we could travel together, we could ask questions and be resources for one another. And it just kind of organically started to happen. And next thing I know, it was like 5,000 women on Facebook. And eventually it turns into a 501c3 when I came back to the United States.
Okay. Before we get into Expat Women of Color services, how can we contact you?
Right now, our website is being revamped, so that's not a good idea. But if you have Facebook, we have a Facebook page, and you can just look up Expat Women of Color. You can also reach out to me via email at chajones@expatwomenofcolor.com.
Okay, we'll be back with Ms. Cha, CEO of Expat Women of Color.
The Law Office of Metia Bebe helps U.S. citizens and green card holders solve their immigration law issues and facilitates ways for non-citizens to legally immigrate to the U.S. You can contact me by calling 301-328-7957 or by email lawofficeofmetiabebe@gmail.com. That's LAWOFFICEOFMETIABEBE@gmail.com.
Have you studied, volunteered, lived, or worked abroad? Share your international experience with us. We want to hear from you. Feel free to contact us at yourexpatexpert@gmail.com. We're back with Ms. Cha, CEO of Expat Women of Color. Okay, Cha, can you tell us about Expat Women of Color services?
Sure. So right now we're in a revamp phase, so we're changing our services. So how, when we get relaunched, which should be this fall coming up, what we want to do is just have community services where people can reach out to other people, couch surf, figure out what's the, you know, best food in a country as they're traveling. And then we're also focused on professional development, where I am a certified interculturalist, meaning that I prepare people to live abroad. So I work with a lot of major corporations who are sending people to do international assignments in different countries. And so we'll have those services as well. And then last but not least, since we are an association, we are focusing on events like conferences so that people can get their certifications if they're going to be a teacher, so that they can get information about relocation and assignments, and so that they can actually meet jobs or meet employers or recruiters who are seeking international assignments. And so, assignees, I'm sorry. And so those are some of the services that we'll be offering coming this fall. And we're really excited about it because previously we just was a resource for women, mm-hmm. and now we want to be interactive. So not only be the resource and allow you to continue to talk to other women, but to now develop yourself as you go. So if you really want to be a nomadic person and live off the grid and have your remote work, you can do that, but then still have skills that allow for you to grow within your lifestyle. Or if you are trying to find an international corporate assignment, this will give you the opportunity to build skills to do so as well. And then with the conferences and events, it gives you an opportunity to actually meet people, learn something, and then connect on a different level.
Okay. And based off your experience, what's your most memorable experience working with individuals or companies?
I would say one of my most memorable, this is when I knew that I was on to something, was when I was living in Korea and a young lady had posted something about, she got on the bus that day and it was a Saturday. And so she really was, you know, kind of laissez-faire-ish and was like, well, you know, I'm gonna just go to the mall or something. And she got on the bus, but that weekend the bus fares had changed. And she didn't speak Korean, so she didn't know. And it was like what would be considered in the U.S. like a difference of 5 cents. Mm-hmm. So she put the money in the bus, and then the bus driver kind of looked at her, and she just went and sat down, and the bus driver drove directly to the police station.
Ooh.
Well, all the people are on the bus. And so she was like, where are we going? And he got off the bus, went to the police station, got the police, brought them to the bus and took her off. And she was like, I'm confused. And they had to get an interpreter. And they were like, you didn't pay your bus fare, so you're gonna go to jail. And she was like, what?
Mm.
And that day, she had just changed her purse. And you know how we are as women when we change our purse. We don't always
put
grab
everything in
it. Mm-hmm. So she had left her alien card, which is like a green card in the U.S. And so it was her ID to say that she was legally supposed to be in the U.S., I mean, in Korea working. And so they were charging her with not being there legally. They were charging her with theft and failure to pay the bus fare. And she was freaked out. And so she's sitting at...
I would be too.
Yeah, you're sitting in a foreign country at the police station. Mm. You don't have any resources, you don't speak the language, so you don't know what's going on. And she had to call one of her co-teachers to come to help, you know, do the interpretation. And they were going to eliminate her job immediately because they said she violated the contract and she had committed a crime. And she was like, does anybody know an immigration lawyer? And just so happened that Friday, the day before, I had met an immigration lawyer at a party, and I was telling him, you know, what I was doing. He was like, oh, that's great. And I had his information, and I contacted him, connected him, and we got her out that situation. And so for me, it was like, we need this service because you don't know what you don't know until you're in that situation. And there's so many things that can happen in a foreign country, especially when you're a self-initiated expat, which is very different than being a sponsored expat where you have a corporation that is covering your bill, paying your bill for you, getting you from one country to the next country, changing, you know, all your information for you, giving you training and development and helping you to understand that there are going to be different laws, or have you an immigration lawyer on hand that you can call, have a housing person on hand. When you're a self-initiated expat, you're going at your own risk. And so oftentimes you don't figure out what you don't know until you're in that situation. You're like, what the hell? And it can be a learning experience, but it could also be a deathly experience,
right?
Because you don't know, especially with health issues or food, or just interpretation. If you don't know what your resources are, you'll be stuck in a country and stuck on stupid.
Right.
And so that was really one of the things that made me like really pursue this. Like, we do need to be able to help people navigate.
Okay. That is the best example of the nobody told me or I didn't know moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, before we go, how can we contact you again?
You can contact me either via Facebook and just look up Expat Women of Color Group. We have a group page as well as a professional page. And then you can send me a direct email at chajones, chajones, at expatwomenofcolor.com.
Okay. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you very much, Sha.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to Your Expat Expert Podcast. We would love to hear about your international experience. Email us your story to yourexpatexpert@gmail.com. Enjoy your journey because your new life is about to begin.